Grafham Group has reported a pre-tax profit of £132.7 million for 2020. That's down 23.1% year on year. Revenues fell 6.1% to just over £2.5 billion. That was largely due to Woodie's and Chadwick branches being closed for much of the first half of the year. Sales bounced back in recent months. Gavin Slark is CEO of Grafham Group. He joins me now. Gavin, revenue and profit down, but when everything ground to a halt back in March, did you expect you'd be talking about turning a profit at all last year?
To be honest, absolutely not. And I think even if you go back to the half year, we were very sceptical about how the second half might turn out. So really, that strong recovery in the second half was a really, really pleasant surprise, and certainly driven by Irish consumers definitely going back into Chadwick's and absolutely going back into Woodie's in droves in the second half of last year.
Is there a fear that though, as the economy reopens, hopefully, and some kind of normality returns to retail and everything else later in the year, it'll be bad news for you because people will have more options for their savings and their disposable income? They won't have to just spend it on DIY.
Yeah, I think that is a possibility. And certainly if you look at people wanting to travel and go and find some sunshine, that has to be a possibility later in the year. But I also think for the first half of this year, a lot of people are resigned to spending the most of their time at home during the first half of this year. And we're also very strong believers in the underlying Irish construction market. Demand for housing remains strong in the medium to long term, and also that underlying repair, maintenance and improvement market. So although there will be a few speed bumps along the way this year, our confidence is very much about the medium to long term in Ireland.
Well, you mentioned construction, obviously a lot of disruption in that sector over the past year. Are you worried that that won't return to normal levels for some time to come?
I mean, obviously the current restrictions look like they're going to be in place until the end of April. I still think that gives us plenty of time this year to see a recovery in general construction going through Ireland. So I think that overall that market is sound, and I think we're in a really good place to actually trade with that recovery in construction as the year goes on.
Now, your results note that digital made up more of Woodie's revenue last year, but it's still just 3.6%. Given the massive shift we saw to online in 2020, are you lagging behind in terms of online sales?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if you look at November last year, in Woodie's alone, in 2019, we did 6,000 online transactions. And last year, we did 50,000 online transactions in the same month. So I think I think our online capability has improved dramatically. But of course, also remembering that we did have the advantage of Woodie stores physically being open, running down towards Christmas as well.
Now, as a group, you've been on the acquisition path, 5 purchases in the past 6 months or so. Is that purely about boosting the bottom line, or are you looking to point the group in a new direction altogether?
No, I mean, we're always looking for good businesses, and we're looking for good businesses in good markets. We've been very open in recent years about wanting to get into some new geographies and stretch the geographic footprints of Grafton. Obviously, that's been hamstrung a little bit by the inability to travel in recent months. But there were certainly things that we were looking at in the early part of 2020 that once we can travel again, we will certainly get back to looking at with a little bit more vigour. But really looking for high-quality businesses, but really looking for some new geographies as well.
Gavin Slark, CEO of Grafham Group, thank you very much for that.